For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We have talked Josh Appel to sticking around one more segment here. And I'm going to start the 4 o'clock hour with Road to a Repeat, sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. And finally, it is game time for the Florida Panthers. I mean, not exactly game time. We're about 4.5 hours away from game time. Puck drops at 8:30 tonight. You will hear the game here on 560 WQAM. Do you have any gut instinct, Appel? Have you bet anything on this, Crowder? The only thing I've bet today is Matt Mervis ding dong.
I have the Panthers to win the Stanley Cup. That's all I have in hockey.
Right. How about tonight, Appel? Is there anything that Panthers tonight are minus 105, Lightning are minus 115. So Lightning, a very, very slight favorite on home ice.
I don't feel like you get a lot of opportunities to take the Panthers at minus 105. So I took that. And then Barkov and Reinhardt are both, their point prop is just one, not 1.5. So I parlayed Barkov and Reinhardt point, and that's all I'm doing.
How about, I'm looking at goals there. Any points?
Mervis to score a goal.
Let me see. Kachuk, minus 150 for a point. How about shots on goal here?
Kachuk, I'm excited to see what he looks like.
2.5. What are you excited for?
I'm excited to see what Kachuk looks like.
I know.
I'm not too surprised that, and everybody assumed, I think when the trade happened, we were on the air when it happened, that he would just play with Marchand and Bennett, and the three of them would make up a line. But to start the postseason, they're going Marchand on line three.
I wonder how he absorbs that.
Brad Marchand?
Yeah.
I think he recognizes what the situation is with the Panthers, and it's almost like the role that Vladimir Tarasenko played last year on the third line. Score a big goal or two in every series, be a pest, and buy in. And I think they're going to get that from Brad Marchand. He's a pro. He's been there, done that. And he's there to play a spot and play a role on hopefully a cup winning team. So I think he's all right with it. And they value Lundell and Lusterainen pretty highly. So
how about this one, Crowder? Thunder tonight. They beat the Grizzlies by 700 in game one. You want to guess what the line is? Thunder and Grizzlies tonight?
Oh, they can't beat them by 40. 12.
Solana, you want to guess Thunder Grizzlies line?
15.5.
14. I mean, and they're begging you to lay the points with OKC, right? And it just
I'm taking the Grizzlies.
Plus the 14?
Plus 14, yes. I'm gonna put it in now.
A couple others tonight. Pacers hosting the Bucks again. Dame Lillard is back though for Milwaukee tonight. You want to guess that line, Solana? Pacers hosting the Bucks?
Yeah, Dame Lillard said, bleep all of you, I'm playing, after the Pacers got a little mouthy to Milwaukee after game one. Like, he was pissed on the bench. I'd say he shifts the line 2 points, so maybe Pacers minus 2.5, 3?
Crowder?
Yeah, I would say still the same, because we don't know what Dame's going to do, and he hadn't played in a while. Still Pacers 4.
Yeah, it's Pacers 4. And then tonight, Lakers and T-Wolves. I guess.
T-Wolves 2.5.
T-Wolves favorites on the road? No shot. No, Lakers minus 6.
Lakers minus 6.
Yeah.
No.
Ah, sharp.
Luka tonight, 31.5. Is his total. LeBron 23.5. Anthony Edwards.
Oh, LeBron over.
25.5. LeBron under?
LeBron over.
Over. Yeah.
LeBron doesn't like to be embarrassed.
Nope.
LeBron over. Yeah.
He ain't losing two games at home. Nope.
No, LeBron over. I'm gonna go find that one too.
So you guys know overs. What the line is for Heat Cavs tomorrow?
Oh, damn. Dog, what, a 11.5 point dogs.
The Cavs, right? Yeah. Heat minus 9.
Abel, do you know?
I think that's a good number there. 9.
It's Cavs minus 12.
Not as sharp as a Barcelona.
Why am I not sharp when I say 11.5? You're a hater, Josh.
You were poo-pooing the wrestling stuff last segment, so.
I've been pulling the wrestling stuff for 3 years. I don't understand.
You want to guess what the over-under is tomorrow night for Ty Jerome?
13.
Solana?
I don't know, man. F that guy. 9. 9.
You want to guess it, pal?
I'd imagine after the game he had last time, it's like 32.5.
10.5. I mean, it's such a perfect line, right? Because you go, all right, the Heat, Bam's going to have a meeting, and they're going to say what they've done before, the way they shut down Trae Young, or if you go back to Jeremy Lin, like, we are not allowing Ty Jerome to do what he did to us. But 10.5 is not a ton of points. So, and they can run a couple screens and get him open. If he's hitting threes, they're going to find a way to get him some threes. 10.5, man, because I do believe that they're going to shut him down. But when I say shut him down, you know, 12 points, like he would still hit the over on that.
And Hawk, if our defense is based around stopping Ty Jerome, we're in trouble.
Well, listen. If they were able to stop him game one, you might have had a totally different outcome. I'm not even joking.
Leave this Donovan Mitchell alone. Don't worry about Garland or Allen or Mobley. Let's stop Ty Jerome.
No, but
that would have worked in game one.
Crowder, literally, that's stopping the Cavs. It's not Ty Jerome specifically. It's who other
Does
than
Cavs
their
through Ty Jerome?
No, man, but Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell didn't get stopped. They had 57 points combined, but guess what? They're great. They're going to do something along those lines. You have to be able to mitigate disaster elsewhere, and that's making sure Max Strus doesn't have a huge impact. They didn't. He only had 9 points. Making sure Stan Merrill doesn't beat you. Making sure Ty Mother Bleepin' Jerome doesn't hit 6 triples, and the Heat were unable to do that.
That guy hit 6 triples again. I'm done. I won't watch games 3 and 4. That's it. I'm out.
So, as a Heat fan, I'm getting ready for Stan Merrill and Ty Jerome.
No.
We're in trouble.
No, but what he's saying is those superstars are going to get their points. Like, you can go into a game tonight if you're LA and go, oh, we gotta stop Anthony Edwards. Not stopping Anthony Edwards, but you got to stop the other guys who are going to light you up for some points. You got to know Anthony Edwards is going to give you X amount. I mean, that's what you're going to get from the Cavs. You got to, like he said, mitigate. Because remember, Strus came out, hit that quick three. And I said, yeah. Oh, no. I said, No. This is not going to happen. And it didn't. It was Ty Jerome.
Stan and Ty.
Man.
Because did you guys see?
I feel like taking the over on Ty Jerome tomorrow. I really do. Because I don't think 10.5 is that much.
Did you guys see what Bam said in shoot around before game one on Sunday? Because I think it was Ira who asked him about going up against Max Strus. Are you worried? Something along the lines of, are you worried that Max Strus knows, you know, about this system and the inner workings of the Heat? And Bam, tongue in cheek, by the way, he said, bleep Max Strus. So I was like, uh-oh, he poked the bear. Like, the Max Strus game is coming.
He did not say bleep Max Strus. He said, I don't give a F about him. It wasn't bleep Max. There's a little bit of a fine difference.
He said F Max Strus, but it was tongue-in-cheek.
No, that's not what he said. He did not say that. That's incorrect. You are putting words in Bam's mouth.
Okay.
He did not say that.
I heard him say, man, F Max Strus. That's what I heard him say.
No. He did not say that.
Okay.
He said... Yeah, there's video of it. He said, what do you think about, I think it was, wasn't Ira though, it was Will.
Well, no, Will posted the video, but I believe it was Ira asking the questions.
You sure? I thought it was Will who asked him, what do you think about Max Strus tonight or something like that? And he said,
I mean, I only listened to every single shoot around and cut it up.
So you want to gamble on the fact that he said F Max Strus?
Do I want to gamble on it?
Yes, because you're saying that you watched it over and over. So I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is.
I don't want to put my money anywhere. But
well, put it in a high yield savings account. He did not say F Max Strus.
Nah, you're right. I'm looking it up. I don't give a F about Max Strus. You're right.
That's what I said. He said, yeah. It's a slight little difference there, but to say F someone is a little more fighting words. Yeah.
But I did stress, like, he was being tongue-in-cheek. He wasn't genuinely trying to call out
Max
Strus.
Funny. I would take issue with that as well, because everyone said he was being tongue-in-cheek, and I watched that video, and I'm like, I don't think he's being tongue-in-cheek. I don't think he gives a bleep about Max Strus, and I think he was annoyed by the question. I thought he was annoyed by the question.
I hope he was serious. I want him to be serious. Yeah. Not time to joke.
Yeah. Are friends with Max Strus now? What did Max Strus do?
Say he better F Mobley and F somebody and F Allen, because them dudes he's about to wrestle.
Let's get a quick look at the headlines here with Solana. By the way, QAM's Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall, is back. It is Friday, May 9th. Tabacón at Plantation Walk, same location as our first Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. The entire staff will be there. You can enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. It's free, but space is limited, if you remember from last time. So RSVP right now at WQAM.com to reserve your spot. Again, it's Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, Tabacón at Plantation Walk, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. And online at edmoresawgrass.com. Headlines.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Our friend Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
The 2025 NBA Award finalists were released on Sunday. And we never went through it yesterday. I'll just go through the finalists very quickly. MVP, Jokic, SGA, and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Defensive Player of the Year, Draymond, Evan Mobley on the Cavs, and Dyson Daniels. That's the guy I've been telling you guys about. The Great Barrier Thief, best nickname in all of sports right
now. Best nickname in sports,
No Kalel Ware and Rookie of the Year. It was Stephon Castles, the dude that won the dunk contest. Zachary Risachet, who laid a dud versus the Heat
that
in that play-in
game. Oh, my God. Did you see him in the Heat play-in game? Hey, that guy stunk. He was the number one overall pick.
Number one overall pick.
Oh.
And Jalen Wells, the other guy who's in the Rookie of the Year debate, who I would put money, none of you know what team he plays for. And that's not an indictment on you. That's just the state of this past draft. And it's a joke that Kalel Ware is not a finalist for Rookie of the Year. It's a joke.
Even especially because you have him at like plus 350, which was the shortest odds. you bought high.
J-Dubs out in Utah.
Nah, maybe he went up stronger for that rebound.
With the Bushwhackers.
J-Dub in Utah, you said?
Yeah.
Well, wrong coast, but you were—I guess you were close. Most improved
is
player,
Utah coast,
West coast, East coast is kind of what I was going for.
Wrong conference.
Yeah.
And I heard you on the Kalel Ware rebound, Josh. I'm with you.
Thank you.
Most improved player: Cade Cunningham, Ivica Zubac, and Dyson Daniels. Cade Cunningham is lighting up the New York Knicks in this series.
Great barrier thief, that Dyson Daniels.
Yeah, good nickname.
Best nickname in sports.
Besides the Bushwhackers.
Coach of the Year, Kenny Atkinson, that's the Cavaliers head coach, J.B. Bickerstaff and Ime Udoka, and Clutch Player of the Year, Nikola Jokic, Jalen Brunson, and Nikola Jovic. I'm sorry, that's Anthony Edwards there.
Cute. Jimmy, is your video feed frozen, or are you just in a catatonic state?
That would make sense.
All right. I honestly couldn't tell. I didn't know if he had dozed off, if his video feed was frozen, or if it was like that movie Awakenings with Robin Williams and Robert De Niro.
I'm writing notes.
You ain't writing no damn notes.
Writing notes.
Do you want to know the last thing Jimmy wrote in our notes, by the way?
Yes, I would.
Joke that Ware is not a finalist for Rookie of the Year.
Oh, you get to see his notes in real time?
I do.
That's a good note, Jimmy. That's a good note.
Get him.
Good note.
Los Modelins, they play tonight against the Cincinnati Reds. They won yesterday. That's two straight wins.
Bet is in. I've got Matt Mervis ding dong at +475, and it's up to +500 right now. So
something about him.
You know what? You're not incorrect. I'm with you on that. Something about
Max Meyer last night, like a billion strikeouts.
At 14 Ks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as Sandy's not pitching, Marlins have got a chance. Guy stinks. Should trade him to the Yankees 2 months ago.
I mean, I prefer to think of it like he just wants to stay here so badly that he's purposely tanking his trade value.
Right.
Now, how is this Edward Cabrera who's pitching tonight? Because I heard Tobin say earlier on his show, look out if you've got seats behind the plate. Has he been wild this season?
Listen, he might go out there tonight and strike out 12 over six innings, or he might go out there tonight and walk 12 in two innings. I really don't know what's going to happen.
I love that. I'm all for that. I need more of that in my sports.
Who are the guys that they called up yesterday, Appel? Agustin and Ronnie Grab? Do I have his name? I don't remember. I didn't write it down. Ronnie Simon.
So Agustin Ramirez was the prize prospect in the Jazz Chisholm trade. And so this is his Marlins debut. And then Ronnie Simon, I'm not sure what his background is. I think he's just a guy they signed or brought in or had in the system who got a chance because of injury. But really cool that they both got their first hits last night. Ramirez, that's your catcher of the future right there. Potential pillar.
How about a Wagamin ding-dong tonight at +700? Didn't he hit one last night?
He hit one last night. Eric Wagamin. I mean, one of the hottest hitters in baseball right now.
Is he a streaky hitter?
He could be. It's what it feels like.
Plus 700. I mean, that's our guy. Maybe a sprinkle.
I bet Mervis, too. I'm going to ride with you, Hawk.
I think I'm going to do Mervis, and I'm going to do a Wagamin Mervis home run ding-dong parlay.
Is Ellie De La Cruz that big-ass defensive end that plays shortstop?
Yeah.
I'm going to bet on him.
He's really good.
That dude, he's stupid good.
I feel like the parlay of Wagamin and Mervis hitting home runs should be more than +4,000.
You have to be the only person in the history of the planet to put together an Eric Wagamin, Matt Mervis home run parlay.
Well, now I'm putting it in for sure. Now you've made me feel so proud. And it is in. There are alarms going on at Hard Rock right now.
flag this back. What is this?
They have a Hawkman wing.
They do. They have just sent a couple patrol cars out here to Boca to make sure everything's all right.
They're in their break. They go in the room to look at Hawk's fence.
Sam, you're not going to believe this parlay that just came in.
Hawk got another one, fellas. Come on in here.
Wagamin and Mervis to both homer tonight.
That guy's a sucker.
They immediately start building a new floor.
You built that pool outside. That new pool they got. That's all.
Bell, don't you have a conference call at 4:30?
Yeah, I was hoping the second one would be over by now.
So we're all the listeners. Who's your call with?
The head coach of Vancouver Whitecaps 2.
All right. Go ahead. Make your call. You can go.
Thank you. Ricardo Clark. Right,
see you, buddy. Josh Appel. We love you.
Yeah, Ricky, I said what's up.
Tell Ricky I said what's up.
Bye, guys.
See ya. All right. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, there's some actual big heat news. Big heat news. Terry Rozier sprained his ankle yesterday. He is.
Oh, I ain't know what. I ain't. My bad.
No. I said he sprained his ankle yesterday.
I'm excited. That means we have more minutes for other people.
Oh. he is in a walking boot today.
Mm. Mm. Today is National Terry Day.
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
The name?
Yeah.
Terry Crews. I'll start calling him out.
Oh, let's see. Mount Rushmore of Terry's. Here you go. Now you're on to something. Terry Bradshaw.
Legend.
Bradshaw.
Terry Crews. Terry. Terry Garr. You guys don't know Terry Garr, but she was famous actress.
Terry McLaurin.
Terry McLaurin, yeah, with Washington.
Who?
A receiver.
Football player?
For the Commanders, yeah.
He's only the best receiver in the NFC this season.
Okay.
There's not many Terrys.
What are you talking about, man? Terry Francona? Come on.
Who?
How about Terry? What's Hulk Hogan's real name? Isn't it Terry Boella? Bolella?
I'm not a
isn't
fan
he,
of Hulk
isn't
Hogan.
He really
he doesn't
Terry?
Like me. I don't like him.
I think his name is Terry, but you can't do it because no one knows him as Terry. Terry Bollea. There aren't a lot of Terrys. And Terry Rozier
really?
Might be on the Mount Rushmore of Terrys.
Terry Pegula.
No.
Doesn't he own the Buffalo Bills?
There really ain't a lot of Terrys. I don't know. I'm looking them up now. I don't know none of these damn people.
Ah, our boy Wilson, Photoshop guy. Miss Terry. Nick Saban's wife.
That's right.
Oh, Miss Terry.
Miss Terry.
That was my homegirl.
That's a good
she
one.
She might be on there. This list is bad.
She might be.
Terry Cummings?
He talked about Miss Terry to make himself seem like a normal person.
Terry Cummings,
no,
a great basketball player at DePaul and then in the NBA as well.
He's a weirdos.
Terry Metcalf?
Terry is a unisex name.
It is?
Yeah, there's women on the list.
I said Terry Garr, famous actress.
Oh, she is? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Terry Hatcher. Jason Terry. Somebody texts in.
Ooh.
Jason Terry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
LeBron, of course, stole his soul at the TD Garden several years ago.
Yeah. Remember.
Well, those are your headlines.
Somebody told me Channing was a uni. Channing is a unisex name.
Channing?
Yep. They said they know a female Channing.
No.
I tell
you. Carol Channing, but that's a last name.
That's a last name. No, it's a female Channing. I don't know. These people, they just come up and say random stuff to me, but somebody told me that.
No one told you that.
Yes,
no one. No,
how
no,
do you,
no one told you
why
that.
Why do you tell me things I go
through? Someone told you.
Happen.
Someone told you once hello, and you responded with first one in makes the market, which leads me to believe that you thought you heard something that you didn't hear. So trust me, no one told you that. No one told you that.
I don't like you.
I mean, Channing is a feminine name, so I could see that actually.
It's really not it's not a masculine name. It's smooth. Channing.
Channing Tatum.
Hey.
But the Channings,
there's not many.
All the Channings are studs, though.
All?
I mean, besides ours.
Well, no, Channing Frye.
Channing Frye. He's a professional athlete.
He's not a stud. I mean, it was good, but
I've told you the story before. We played in Arkansas when I was my sophomore year in college, and it was a family. And I'm walking out, and the lady said, "Hey, Channing, can you take a picture with us?" I walked over to the little fence. She had a little baby in her arm. Oh, just an old country white couple. And she said, "Hey, Channing, this is Channing." And it was a little, 3-month-old baby, a little white kid. And I was like, "Oh, his name's Channing, too." She was like, "We named him after you." And I was like, "What?" And I, like, my response wasn't excited. Like, it, I was baffled that this family named a child after me. So there is a little kid now. He's in his 20s now. And it's a white little white kid named Channing.
And he's got to explain to people that he was named after Channing Crowder.
They named, the lady told me they named their baby after me.
She didn't say that.
Huh, it's twice already. You tell me stories that happened to me didn't happen.
There's no way that that happened. There's no chance.
Arkansas. '04 playing in Arkansas. We beat them.
Yeah. You didn't play Arkansas later. All right. Anything else, Solana? We're going to get way too far behind.
Imagine the look the dad had when he saw that video on NFL Network of Crowder openly admitting he pees himself during games.
What dad? There's right there. No family out there that named their son after Channing Crowder. You're leaning into a fake story that never happened.
It's not a fake story. The dad was there excited. The mom was excited.
And then you went out and hit the hole in one.
I hugged the baby. All right. Okay. I said, Hey, Chan. They thought it was cute that I was calling little boy Chan. You can go to hell. I know my truth.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Crowder, speak the gospel on hockey. Tell him.
Made a puckin' boy.
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
There is some Panthers news for tonight, which is why you're hearing the Panthers goal song, but it is official. The Florida Panthers have activated Matthew Tkachuk from injured reserve. So the Florida Panthers have officially activated Matthew Tkachuk from injured reserve. That doesn't mean he's still not officially a game time decision tonight, but he is officially active, which would lead you to believe that he's going to play tonight, which is what we have been assuming. So you got Marlins action tonight. Crowder's son will be performing. What was it, the national anthem you said, or take me out to the ball game? Which one?
No, national anthem for the game.
National anthem.
Yep, A's is headed out there now with him.
Yeah, 6:40 start tonight, I believe. I have Matt Mervis to hit a home run. I also have a Wagamon Mervis home run parlay, but that's because I have some sort of issue. But if that one cashes, look out. And then tonight, the puck drops at 8:30 in Tampa. You will hear the game here on 560 QAM, and Plagans will get you started from Tampa at 8 o'clock. And again, you'll hear the action here. You have a quick little abbreviated 15 minutes of heat, Solana?
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of heat.
It's brought to you by our friends over at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in South Florida. Right now, you get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Shop online at HollywoodKia.com.
By the way, remind me to give away Marlins tickets in this segment. We have a four-pack of Marlins tickets for May the 4th, Star Wars night, at Lone Depot Park, Marlins and A's. Quick little email that Ira Winderman answered in the Ask Ira column at SunSentinel.com. I hadn't even realized this. Ira, is Andrew Wiggins just a rental? When you look at the emotion of the game, it looks like he's just passing through. I like everything he can do, but we need more. And here's what Ira Winderman responds. To address your second thought first, that's who Andrew Wiggins is, a quiet personality who is there to support other pieces. The Warriors decided they needed more, which is why they made the trade for Jimmy Butler, and also why Wiggins came with other sweeteners, including a first-round pick. Now, regarding whether he is a rental, it has felt that way since his arrival, as much a convenient salary to be utilized for trade purposes as an anchor of the rotation. Considering a package of Terry Rozier and Duncan Robinson isn't going anywhere on the trade market, Andrew's salary sits right in the sweet spot for a roster-altering trade. So if it seems as if he's just passing through, it could be because that becomes the ultimate outcome through no fault of his own. I hadn't really realized that, but yeah, Rozier and Duncan, where's the roster-altering component of the trade? And it's Wiggins and that salary added to those. And so I hadn't really considered that, but he might just be a half-season rental.
Yeah, and they had to move Jimmy. That might have been why, you know, like Jimmy wasn't a, hey, we're trying to find the best deal. We just had to find a good deal because Jimmy was over there standing in the corner. But I just looked it up. 2014, two playing games, he scored 20. Other night, he scored 14. Like, it's not mind-boggling, but he's a very good player.
Couple things at play. The salaries had to match, which is why Andrew Wiggins was part of that trade. Yes, he helped the Heat remain competitive towards the end of the regular season, which was important to them. They're in the playoffs. Also, his salary would match for another big-time player, and he's never been a guy who's give me the ball, get out of the way, which is what people thought he was going to be when he was selected number one overall, and now he's playing on his third different organization.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
And he tucks it underneath that crossbar where Mrs. Moeller keeps the peanut butter.
Hawk and Crowder.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.